We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
The storms caused a lot of damage in northwest suburban Elgin last night. The story from WBBM's Bernie Tafoya.
Elgin Fire Battalion Chief Joe Van Dorp says hundreds of trees were knocked down when high winds and heavy rains blew through around 7:15 last night. The historic districts near the Fox River appear to be the hardest hit.
There's still many, many streets that are impassable, many, many streets with wires, trees on top of wires, houses, etc.
More than 12,000 homes and businesses in the area are without electricity, including the area where I am on Jefferson Avenue near Dundee, where a large tree was uprooted and fell over, blocking Jefferson and taking down a ComEd transformer with it. ComEd estimates many people will not have their power back until possibly 6 tonight. In Elgin, Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Mayor Lightfoot says she's hopeful personal responsibility will be more effective than a national mandate when it comes to getting people to wear face masks during the pandemic.
Mayor Lightfoot says she doesn't think it would be a wise use of resources to have authorities trying to enforce a national mandate for wearing face masks to guard against the spread of COVID-19, but she does believe officials should continue to work hard to convince people of the wisdom of wearing masks, especially younger people, she says.
We need to make sure that young people understand they are not invincible when it comes to COVID-19. This virus doesn't discriminate. It attacks everyone. And unfortunately, we're starting to see, even here in Chicago, a slight uptick in the amount of cases involving that 18 to 29-year-old cohort.
At the end of the day, the mayor says personal responsibility should be what gets most people to wear masks, not a mandate. Craig Delamore, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
In the meantime, famous Chicagoans have come together to raise money for the arts as coronavirus continues to hit their community hard.
More than 100 artists, musicians, actors, and others put a new spin on a Chicago classic to raise money for the relief fund Arts for Illinois. They include Keegan-Michael Key, Julia Louis-Dreyfus, Ramsey Lewis, and Andre DeShields. The 6.5-minute video benefits the fund that was set up in April and has since awarded more than $5 million in grants to over 1,000 artists and organizations in the state struggling as large in-person performances have been canceled and aren't likely to resume for some time. Nancy Hardy, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
People who have criminal allegations against police officers in Cook County can now file a complaint online. State Attorney Kim Fox says the process was created to deal with what she calls a growing frustration that in a lot of cases we aren't notified by investigating authorities until late in the process. She says this way citizens can report the allegations directly to prosecutors. A yard sign supporting the defunding of police is stolen and then recovered by police.
It happened in far western Kane County when a homeowner reported someone had taken his defund police sign from his front yard. According to the Kane County Chronicle, a witness snapped a cell phone picture of the person who allegedly took the sign and the truck the person was driving. A Kane County Sheriff's deputy in the area saw the truck matching the description and pulled the driver over. A police report indicates the driver admitted taking the sign and then, with police help, returned it to its owner. The homeowner told the paper the deputy who helped retrieve his defund police sign is a wonderful insightful person. But in his opinion, police reforms overall aren't working and something needs to change. Julie Mann, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
We send out emails each morning with links to all the top stories. Sign up now at WBBMNewsRadio.com. You'll find the link in the upper left-hand corner of the homepage.
And that's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen at WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.